Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
It is 8:09 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 76 degrees under sunny skies. Going to get up to 92 today. I'm Chris Miller. You can find us FM 100.1, AM 1340, as well as CN2. That's Kapoip Channel 102 and Facebook Live. Of course, you heard right there that the music that tells you time to check in with our good friend Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Mary Beth, good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday. 92 seems nothing after
you're right. Yes. Yes.
Well, we've got some amazing pets to talk about this week. Did you see the pictures I sent you?
Oh.
Are they not strikingly amazing?
Beautiful, beautiful. The cat, I like the cats. I like Kalima. Do we pronounce it Kalima?
You know, I'm not sure. I was saying Kalima.
Kalima.
But you know what? Either one works beautifully. Do you love that strike down her little mark down her nose?
Yeah, and their eyes. I mean, it's very piercing eyes with the yellow and the dark black.
She's striking, and she's a tortie. That's what that's called. And you know, what's really kind of cool is if you saw a cat like this, you can guarantee it's a girl. Isn't that kind of cool? I mean, that's just a genetic thing.
Oh yeah,
she's a girl.
Definitely a girl. You can tell by the eyes. Definitely a girl.
The attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she is fairly new to the rescue. She came to us as an owner surrender, if you can believe that, at no fault of her own. She's just a kid, and she's just amazing. I can't say that enough. She's so new to the rescue, and she's already in the cat lounge. So that means her transitioning is just amazing. Normally, a transition for a cat can be anywhere from 2 weeks to years, and she is just wonderful. So she cohabitates with other feline friends, which is wonderful. And she's loving, playful, talkative. She is absolutely perfect. Like all of our babies, she's spayed, vaccinated, microchip tested, and she is just lovely. She's about just over a year old, and we are looking, our goal in life, of course, is to make that perfect connection for the baby so that they are in the home for their entire life. So if you think this gorgeous girl, Kalami, or whatever you'd like to call her, she is gorgeous, stunning, funny, silly, cannot wait to meet you. So, oh my gosh, if you're the one, you are the luckiest person ever. So stop in and meet this baby today. She'll actually greet you at the door in the lounge. She's just like, hey, how's it going? You know, she starts her talking right away. So if this baby just melts you, call us today or at 803-802-0902, or because she's in the lounge, you can stop in and meet her during our business hours, which is pretty awesome. Then we've got this dog of the week, and you got to love the side-eye look.
He looks like he's a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. He is perfect. I don't know why he's still with us. His name is Riker. And the side-eye look, you could see the zoomies coming, right? I love that. He's so playful. He's such a great dog. Oh, my gosh. He came in as a stray, and we can't believe that. I mean, it's just, how does that sort of thing happen? We're so glad he did because he's safe and he's sound. But you may ask, you know, why? And we're just saying, my God, because he's absolutely perfect. He shouldn't never be a stray. And he is just the cutest little pocket dude. So he's compact size. He's like medium, about 35 to 40 pounds. He's estimated his mix on breed. I see a little terrier in there and bulldog characteristics. In short time that he has been with us, we have all fallen in love with this dog. Matter of fact, all of us are like, okay, do you have room? Do you have room? You know, we're all talking about how we can adopt him. But I can't tell you, this is the big win, right? The person who gets this dog is the big win. He is a snuggle bug. He's a playful dude. He's just over 3 years old, or I should say young, but he acts like a baby. He's neutered. He's vaccinated, tested, microchipped. He loves attention. What I didn't mention here is he does like other dogs, so that's a super plus. So if you're in search of a pooch to incorporate into your entire life, Riker may be the dog for you. And again, I'm telling you, you are the biggest winner of your life if you get this dog. If the connection's there, woohoo. So if you would like to meet Riker and just have him melt your heart, call today and make an appointment, 803-802-0902. And then we've got a couple What's the Scoop at Paws and the fireworks. Of course, oh my goodness, they were loud this time, weren't they? It's summer, so fireworks are all summer long. So consider all the things that you should do, you know, keeping the dog in the house, having some music going, some distraction, having it kind of loud to outdo the booms because they can hear things we can't hear. They can hear a storm coming before it's even here. So consider all those things and remember, it's hot. It's so hot. And even if it's 92, it might feel like 110.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the fresh water coming. Have a shady place for the dog to cool off. If you can, leave the dog in the house in the air conditioning. It's just too hot. Don't leave him in the car. Don't take him on the errands with you. It's too hot. And it just takes a few minutes for them to go into heat stroke, and sometimes that's just too late. Walks. Do it early morning or after the sun goes down. All these things are just common sense, but consider those. I know sometimes we just think, oh my gosh, let's just go and get it done before we can just relax for the evening. But it is so hot. Stay on the grass. Don't be on the hot asphalt. All these things. Another little thing, you know, put out some buckets of water for the local wildlife because it's that hot. Sometimes we're close to water, but they need some assistance. Stay safe, stay cool, and just help our babies be just safe. Things to pay attention to, heat stroke, heavy panting, lack of coordination, any of these things happen, profuse salivation, excessive thirst, lethargy, get to a vet. You have so little time to take action, and it's just how it affects us, it affects them so much faster. And then get involved. You know, get involved and stay in the know by liking us on Facebook. You can share our stories, our needs, our pictures, and that alone is so helpful because we might make a connection just from that one share. So get on that. It takes just a few seconds. We rely on our supporters, so giving of your time is so valuable. You can do that by doing just what I said. You can volunteer at the rescue, at the thrift shop, and the biggest one at this point in time is volunteer as a foster. Kittens are coming in every day, not one, not two, but seven, you know? So if somebody could take two for 2 weeks, that would be amazing. And we get you set up and get you situated so you can foster successfully.
What are some supplies you guys need?
Oh, my gosh. We need things like laundry detergent, small litter boxes so that we can have those sent out with our fosters, baby food, chicken and turkey, obviously, that's for the kittens. Puppy food, Purina, Pedigree, and clay cat litter. Mm. Of course, we are overwhelmed with wet laundry. You can even just pick up a basket of laundry. It's clean. You can take it home, dry it, fold it, and return it. That's helpful. So there's so many things you can do to help us out. And, of course, do whatever your talent is and get the word out there because that is all so very important, like talking about the babies on the air. That is so important. It's reaching so many people, and it makes connections. So, and give of your money. Give of your items if you're cleaning your house to our thrift shop. All these things help. And, of course, shop at our thrift shop and online, our eBay page. All the money comes to our fur babies. And I just want to share one last thing. It's from the January 1st to today, we consolidate all of our adoptions. And we have done 93 dogs in their forever homes and 281 cats.
Wow.
That's an interesting combination, right? 3-1 almost.
Yeah.
At 374 pets finding their forever homes. That's awesome. And we cannot do it alone. So share the news. Everybody share a picture. If you fall in love, share it to your friends, your communities, because that person's out there. We just need to make the connection.
Mary Beth, what is the best way for folks to get in touch with at the Humane Society?
You can call us at 803-802-0902, or you can find us on the website of humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, where you'll see all of our adoptable animals, our events, our options on volunteering and all the such. So get involved. We'd love to have you part of the family.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth.
You have a great day.
You too. Stay cool. That, of course, that's Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. It is 819 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.